Well, welcome everybody again. We are now in the fifth week of our series that we're calling Built Different. The whole point of this series is that you are built different because you have become a completely new creation in Christ. You are not the person you were before. You don't see life in the same way. You have more clarity and you're laser focused on what really matters. And with that greater clarity comes a kind of a feeling of unshakable peace. You're no longer controlled by fear. What other people think, how many friends you have, which direction the stock market is heading, how your career is going, how your children are doing, because you know that God is in control. Your life is in His hands. You have nothing to worry about. You also start feeling less and less like someone who's always standing on the outside looking in. Because you don't have to prove yourself anymore. You don't have to fight for a place or a position or try so hard to fit in and be accepted. Because you know exactly who you are and where you belong. The problem is, none of this happens overnight. God is always working on the inside of us, but it takes time, a whole lifetime, to become the person He created you to be. Sometimes that can be frustrating. You think you're not making enough progress, just spinning your wheels. It feels like you have a lot of unfinished business in your life, but that's okay. That's what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk with you about still in the making. It's easy to feel frustrated when you don't think you're making enough progress in life. Your coworkers are getting ahead of you. Boss likes them better, gives them the best projects. Your neighbor next door just got this massive upgrade, but you're still living in that cramped old house. The other kids at school are making better grades, but you keep trying and don't understand why. Or you're jealous of people enjoying their retirement because you're still struggling financially in your later years. Or maybe you just want to be a better person. Stop gossiping, stop judging, stop getting so angry, feeling so jealous, but you keep losing your temper. Keep getting impatient and upset. Keep criticizing your kids and yelling at your spouse. This is normal. I hear it all the time in the confessional. Too many people think that their lives, their stories have already been written. They look at their past, their mistakes, their limitations, and they decide, this is about as far as I can go. But God is saying to you, I am not finished with you yet. The truth is, you are not stuck. You are not finished. You're just still in the process of being rebuilt. You are still in the making. A few weeks ago on Easter Sunday, I told you how the neighborhood I grew up in started changing dramatically. You know, it became more affluent, more popular. A lot of high-end or high-income people started moving in. Mansions going up everywhere, including one right next door to us. And I remember watching that mansion being built. Every afternoon when the construction workers went home, I'd go over and inspect the progress. After clearing the land, they laid the foundation. Then they framed the house with lumber, put on the roof. Windows and doors were installed to keep the weather out. And then came the wiring, the plumbing, the insulation, everything behind the walls. And then finally, they created the trim, the cabinets, the countertops, the interior walls, and the flooring. Final step was landscaping. The whole process was fascinating to watch, but it was slow and took over a year to complete. Now today, so-called modular homes, high-end modular homes, are becoming more and more popular. The difference with these homes is that they're mostly built in the factory, on an assembly line. You can't see how long it's taking for the modules to be built. And when all the pieces are ready, they're transported to the construction site and put together into a fully finished home in a matter of days. Now imagine going off on a two-week vacation and coming home to find that the vacant lot next door to you now has a beautiful upscale home standing on it. If you didn't know better, you'd think that something miraculous happened, that your neighbors got this upgrade, and it wouldn't feel fair. But that's how it feels when you think the people around you are making better progress in life than you, living happier, healthier, more successful, more fulfilling lives. But it's not true. They've just been in the factory for a while. You couldn't see the work that was being done. The truth is, we're all in the factory. We're all in God's factory. Day after day, He is gradually rebuilding us. Slowly, we are becoming new creations in Christ, a built different kind of people, so to speak. And so when you get impatient with yourself, think you're not making enough progress, or you're falling behind, or not keeping up, you just have to trust in God's timing and His plan. And always remember, you're still in the making. About 10 years ago, I planned my own funeral from start to finish. Had no intention of meeting my maker anytime soon, just wanted to be prepared. It's a good idea, no matter what age you are. And so I picked out the casket that I would be buried in, decided which vestments to wear, and chose the music, selected the cemetery plot. It's in Holy Cross down in Colma, if you want to visit me one day. And that's, of course, assuming the Archdiocese does not allow me to install a glass coffin right here, where you and future generations can venerate my body. And you know, I also wrote the homily for my funeral. It's a banger, let me tell you. Too bad I can't deliver it. It's called "He Tried." That's what I want to be remembered for. Father Roger, he kept trying. Anyway, I also selected the gospel reading, all the readings, including the gospel tonight, this beautiful gospel that we heard. In the story, Jesus was at the Last Supper, and he knew he was going to die on the cross the very next day. His disciples also knew something was wrong, and they were getting anxious and upset. So he said to them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." I love that image of Jesus preparing a special room just for me in heaven. I love that, and I can imagine him making it perfect, adding all kinds of nice touches, everything I would need for eternity, you know, big screen TV, popcorn machine, fully stocked bar, and of course, free Wi-Fi forever. But anyway, I'm a simple man with simple tastes. But he would do all that so that when I get there, I wouldn't be so afraid, that I would feel welcomed and loved at home with Jesus forever. But Jesus, in this passage, was not only talking about heaven. When he said, "I will go and prepare a place for you," he also meant with you. His place with you right now, today. You see, as we grow deeper in our faith, heaven begins to take shape right now, in this life, in the here and now. It's why St. Catherine of Siena once said that all the way to heaven is heaven. Think about that. All the way to heaven is heaven. And that's why when Thomas told Jesus that he and the other disciples did not know the way to where he was going, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." And notice, he didn't say, "I will be your way to heaven. I will show you my truth when you get to heaven. I will lead you to eternal life in heaven." No, he used the present tense. He was talking about following his way now, experiencing his truth now, and living an abundant life of joy, happiness, and peace in him now, a taste of heaven in every moment of this life. And to make his point even clearer, Jesus went on to say, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?" That's why he said, "No one can come to the Father except through me." God and Jesus are a package deal. They are inseparable. You can't get one without the other. And here's the key to the whole passage. It comes a few verses later when Jesus says, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling and dwell with him." That room Jesus is preparing for you, it's not just in heaven. It's not only in the distant future. It's in your heart right now. A place for him, a room for Jesus and the Father to dwell. Sometimes the seasons of life that we go through don't always make sense in the moment. It can feel like little pieces of our life are just constantly being chipped away, but God sees where you fit. He knows exactly what he's building, and he is shaping your life to fit exactly into his plan. He and the Father are living on the inside. They're dwelling in you and working in you in the factory of your mind and body. And one day when all those pieces are already like that modular home, they will be put together into a beautiful spiritual home for you to live in with all the other people who follow Jesus. That's why Peter says in today's second reading, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. It's tempting to get frustrated and impatient with the process. Being built different takes time. It's not a quick fix, but it is definitely worth the wait. Think about this. It takes a mother elephant 2 years to give birth to one baby elephant. A dog, on the other hand, is pregnant for about 2 months and can deliver 5 to 8 puppies. It doesn't seem fair that the mother elephant has to wait so long for just one calf, but that's because she is giving birth to something big. When a puppy is born, it weighs only about 2 or 3 pounds. When an elephant calf comes into this world, it starts off life at about 200 or 300 pounds. Big difference, right? And so when you have those thoughts thinking, I'm not making any progress, I'm just spinning my wheels, falling behind, I'm always in the factory, you know, I'm watching everyone else succeed at life, fall in love, get married, get promoted, travel the world. Don't believe those thoughts. Don't believe those thoughts, because God is at work. You are going to give birth to something you don't even know you have in you. God is already shaping you. He's already shaping you, and he's already building something in you, and it's not a little puppy. I promise you, it's big. How do I know that? Because God is big. And it's why Jesus said in today's gospel, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. You are part of something big God is building. And like a master builder carefully fits every stone into its perfect place, he is shaping your life, your experiences, your circumstances, and even your challenges to position you exactly where you are meant to be. You are not falling behind. You are not stuck. You're just still in the making. A friend of mine, a man named Richard Poma, he spent over 30 years in San Quentin prison, just up the road here, for violent crimes, including attempted murder. His story could have easily ended there, forever defined by his worst moments. But while he was on the inside, he started changing on the inside. He joined a program in the prison called GRIP, Guiding Rage into Power. He started doing the hard work of facing his own anger and looking at his past and the damage he had caused. And little by little, he became a different man. Not overnight, of course, not all at once, but step by step. And then eventually he began mentoring other prisoners, helping to lead that program and another program called Days of Peace. For many years, Richard worked inside that prison to change the culture of violence around him. You ask anybody in that prison today, and they will tell you it has worked. It's a different place today. And even after Richard got out of prison, when he was released, he kept doing that work. kept helping people discover how God was just still working in them, how they were still changing and growing, how they were still in the making. The early church in today's first reading was growing so fast, the apostles couldn't keep up with the demand. It's like going to In-N-Out on a Saturday night, right? Everybody's tense, everybody's upset, they want their food, they're getting impatient. The widows were being overlooked and certain factions felt ignored. So the apostles had to pivot. They figured out new solutions, appointed new leaders, and the church began to grow again. What happened there? The church was still in the making, and it still is to this very day, because that's how God works. You may not think that you are where you want to be or should be, but you're also not where you started. God is always building towards your future, and you are being built into one of his magnificent living stones, called to do great things for him. Today you are still in the making, and that can feel frustrating. But one day you will look back and you will realize that God knew exactly what he was doing the whole time.